B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. Is right. It is a Tuesday edition of Bring the Heat. Hit the number.
Let's go.
771-9751. Leave your messages. Let's see what came in while we were vacationing, Anthony.
Yo, cuz. Yo, Jason. Welcome back. Hope you had a great vacation. Man, am I stoked for Eagles football. I couldn't wait for 10 o'clock today to listen to you guys talk. And I'm listening about Carson and all the weapons on the offense and how the defense is going to stand up. So my question is, I'm not hearing anybody ask. If you're the opposing team, how do you defend the Eagles? What do you think the different defensive coordinators are going to do to stop us?
Yeah, it's a great question. I already have it because I talked about this.
You got a guy that might be the coordinator in the league.
Yeah, well.
Stay at his shore house every week. drawing stuff up in the sand.
So here's what you do. Is what you're going to do. You're going to overload. You're going to overload, and you're going to sell out. And you're going to overload the middle. And you're going to show Carson. You're going to do two things. You're going to pressure him up the middle, and you're going to disguise some of your blitzes, right? So you're going to do some different things, and you're going to drop some zone blitzes, right? So you don't know who's dropping in coverage. One of the things that he's got a problem with sometimes is depth of the linebacker. Right, and sometimes even safeties you don't see, right?
Yep.
So, but what you're going to do is you're going to cause them a lot of pressure up the middle, and because that freaks them, and then you're going to also zone blitz them sometimes. So you don't know where it's coming from, and then because you're going to show it, right, and then pull back sometimes,
yeah,
and then you're going to blitz it where your lineman will drop back. So because he gets trouble with depth.
Yeah.
Sometimes, so.
And in particular with that 12 personnel, clog up that middle. He's going to have to go outside.
Well, that's how defensive coordinators are going to have to go after him. You got to be really aggressive. You got to live with getting beat.
It's going to happen.
If you're a DC, you got to live with, I may give up a big play, but I'm going to.
Take my chances.
I guess the only way.
Love it.
The entire station did almost an entire day of when the U.S. ladies soccer team beat the other team 13-0. Why is nothing brought up about Penn State beating that team 79-0? We have college football teams every week that come out with 44, 50-point spreads, but we're giving the U.S. women's soccer team about killing another.
Okay, first of all, I had no problem with that. I said at the time, I didn't care if they ran it up. And the same thing goes with college football. I don't care. You play
that
the game.
That team got paid to be there.
I got
a beating.
I got no problem. You want to? You score 70, you want to play the game.
Yeah, stop them.
The weakest argument is this whole thing where, oh, my God, stop scoring. I'm not saying you got to be overtly and running trick plays. But you're going to play the game. You score, you score. So be it. Let them stop you.
Yeah, if they can't stop you, it's not your fault.
I didn't have a problem with the women's soccer team. I don't have a problem with Penn State. I don't have a problem with it. You know, seriously, it's competition. This whole nonsense about, you know, oh, it's competition.
It hurt somebody's feelings.
Stop. It's big-time college football. There's no feelings.
And that was the World Cup for soccer.
This is nonsense.
Yeah, and there was a goal differential.
I'm tired of that. Feelings. It's sports. Competition. Competition's healthy. Competition's good.
Competition's the real world.
Jason, if you're real. Ooh. Welcome back to you and Anthony from your extended vacation. Due to unforeseen circumstances, yours truly wasn't able to come. Samantha, I was too busy blowing the Phillies' chances at a playoff spot. My sincere apologies. But let's focus on more important things. 5 days till kickoff. Go Birds.
Oh, man. Some very well-placed pauses in that call from Gabriel. The only thing I have to say about that is, ooh. Oh, wow. left a little
It makes me laugh. Oh my, he makes cracks me up.
Gabriel should be our he should be one of our scouts. Who could Gabriel scout?
We have a Doug scout, right?
We do have a Doug scout, but Gabriel has to be a scout.
Oh. Yeah,
he could be the cheerleader scout.
Yeah, we'll figure out. I don't think it has much interest.
You
on the field.
You got done watching the Big Three championship. Joe Johnson needs to be signed. Philly, sign him. Andrew, play my f***ing song.
Wow, Joe Johnson. Watching Big Three.
Did you see the other guy that worked out? That's Spencer Hawes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not bad, though. It's not actually a bad idea. It's not a bad idea to work them out.
Wait for the buyout period.
You're doing your own. EB is doing. He's on top of it. EB.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Elton Brand is a great GM.
Yes.
We have two really, really good GMs in this town.
Yeah, Howie's done a tremendous job, and Elton Brand. He said there are a lot of people worrying. Oh my God, what's going on here?
EB's sharp, man. Elton Brand is sharp.
Remember, he said it'll all make sense soon.
He is on top of it.
Yeah.
Listen, between him and Howie, you know, two great GMs.
Yeah, and neither of them kind of like locked into the position that they're in. Now, EB walked in and he had Ben Simmons and Embiid there already, but you got to fill it out. You need more than that.
He's remade this nice team job. Three different times. He was saddled. He actually was saddled by Markelle Fultz.
Yeah.
So he was hamstrung. And he was hamstrung because he didn't have that pick. So, you know, he had a tough road.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, Howie comes from banishment.
That's a movie someday.
They should all be as easy as Klentak, who's handed the keys.
Yeah.
And the big checkbook.
And hasn't built up anything.
And what's
farm
he
system.
Done?
Barren farm system.
What's he done? Seriously. We're talking about GMs.
Hasn't moved the ball forward. Slightly because of Harper.
It's Flyer-esque, that GM. Klentak.
Flyer did something, though. Fired the GM. Phillies ain't going to fire anybody. You're going to let that GM put his fingerprints on next season.
That's what I said. That's why I said it like that.
Sheesh. All right, there you go. Bring the heat. Brought to you, of course, by our friends at American Standard. Heating and air conditioning. Is your air conditioner still keeping your house cool in the end of summer heat? It is still technically summer. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.